There is in English the expression to make time for something. And in a sense, in this practice, we're making time for time. We're making time for now. And I wonder what it means in your mind to stop or slow down in such a way that you offer space, time for your experience that's here and now. And since ancient Buddhism, the idea of now, the moment, is not instantaneous. It has kind of a beginning and a middle and an end. It's kind of variable how long now is. But we can make time for now, for kind of an extended now. Some people will have a sense of a timeless now. They might feel as always here, but we're not always making time for it. We have important things to think about that takes us away from the kind of presence that we require to be here for our experience. And there's many ways of being attentive to our present moment experience. All of them supported by relaxing. Having some modicum of tranquility that we call upon, or we recognize that's here. It can be helpful to distinguish different levels, maybe, degrees of thinking. That there's discursive thinking where we're having conversations in our head. There are quieter forms of thinking that might involve simple recognition of what's happening. The thinking mind can become quieter and simpler. And some people might feel that there is no thoughts or no thoughts or words that are used in the act of recognition, of knowing. But there still can be a clear connection or clear registering of an experience. So how quiet the mind becomes is variable. And because of that, it's variable. Whether you use words or quiet words to recognize your experience. But the recognition is a kind of clear registering of this It's kind of so like you're present enough. You would be able to see some details of the experience. Not that you have to search for details, but you're here. The advantage of it being a little bit cognitive, a little bit with some very soft words, the recognition, is that it might be a way of helping you recognize when the recognition is with a strain or tension, or an attitude as comes along with the mindfulness. You can hear it in the inner voice, or the inner kind of sense. And it might also be easier, because it takes time to let yourself register, cognize, wordlessly or with a word. It helps put you into the extended now, here. So to sit here and relax the body a bit. Maybe on the exhale to soften the muscles of the face. And if you allow yourself to feel the weight of your shoulders, maybe the shoulders release. Maybe the weight of your belly. Might support the softening, relaxing of the belly. Maybe your arms, your elbows, hands can soften a bit, loosen up. Feeling the weight of your body against your chair or your cushion, your mat. To do that whenever you sit down is almost a ritual of taking your seat, to be rooted here. perhaps the more rooted you are in your embodied experience, the easier it might be to notice the energy agitation of the thinking mind. The mind that spins thoughts and ideas and words, or spins images, pictures. And maybe as you exhale, you can soften your thinking mind. Relaxing the thinking muscle. And then gently, taking something like the inhale, and give time to experience the inhale. And not just to be simply aware of the inhale, but almost like you are tuning yourself in, focusing yourself in, or opening a window, the curtains, and allowing the inhale to be known. To know the inhale, so it's a clear moment of knowing, of recognition. Of all the things you can be aware of in this moment, to keep opening the curtains to the inhale, whenever each time you begin to inhale, as a little bit of an experiment to discover what it's like for you to have a clear contact with the inhale, a clear knowing, relaxed, in knowing your inhale, Is there any pressure or strain, tension associated with that knowing? If there is there some way to soften that a little bit? A clear registering of the inhale without pressure or tension. A knowing that has no weight. That's not bounded by space and space. And knowing or registering awareness which fades away as the inhale fades away, comes to an end. And perhaps in this kind of way, the knowing, the recognition, the registering of the in-breath keeps bringing you into the present. And then you can do the same for the exhale. And as you do this knowing, recognizing practice, let the knowing be the registering of what's actually happening in the present. If there's a sound that suddenly happens, and you kind of get around to recognizing it just after it's happened, it's not quite the same. It's a little bit removed from the experience. You kind of feel that certain kind of voidness. Kind of a vacuum of knowing something which is not no longer happening versus knowing something as it happens. There is a way of knowing, of being aware, registering your experience, meeting it, that feels like we're opening to the present, giving time, lots of time to the present. And there's a way of knowing or being that maybe is in a hurry or moving quickly to the next thing or trying to get everything. See if the clear moments of registering particular experiences like the breathing can be an opening moment. Opening to experience more fully now. If you find yourself thinking, experiment with the practice of clearly recognizing that. Let it register in some clear way. Oh, thinking. So you don't just simply dismiss it or let go. Keep opening to the mind's ability to clearly perceive. And if you make time for now, maybe there's lots of time to allow the bell that ends the sitting to just pass through. Open the retreat with this idea that there's what's happening in our relationship to it. And one of the ways that we relate to experience, relate to what's happening here and now, is to know it. I could say be aware of it, but I use the word know it to have a little more choice behind it, a little bit more fullness. There's lots of words in the teachings of the Buddha that relate to the word knowing, have knowing in it. There's direct knowing, to be with what you can directly know, not after the fact. And I found it interesting to distinguish the knowing of something after it's gone versus the direct knowing when it's here. So like there could be a quick sound, it's gone so fast that any knowing about it happens after the fact. And it has a different quality that the after the fact knowing, because it's not rooted or connected to something direct now. There's also the idea of fully knowing, a fullness of knowing. And none of these words are supposed to, I'm not offering them as being some exact, specific way of being, but rather of being evocative for you, to become interested in how you're aware and how you know. So whatever way you know your way, can you enter into it more fully? Can you let it be a vehicle for directly knowing what's happening? A way of opening more to now, here, without thinking, racing ahead or taking over. We give time to allow ourselves to perceive, register here, now. and knowing, recognition, just letting things register fully. It's only one of the different kinds of ways of being attentive. But it's foundational and it's used kind of throughout the path of practice, so it's a good one to kind of get familiar with. And then with that as a foundation, then we'll explore others as we go along here. So today we start the practice discussions and meeting with me. You've been assigned to a particular time, and then I'll see about half of you today, and the others I'll see tomorrow. And the list of times is posted now on the board. It wasn't announced before, so maybe you didn't look at it. And it's a little bit going backwards in the alphabet by a first name. And then a little bit variation because of bell ringing or work or something. But so those, in case you haven't seen it, Sheila's first, I think, and then Tuong and Ross and Susan. Then I don't remember. And the place for the meetings are on the deck of the treehouse. You almost can see it out this window here. And you go out the back of the dining room. There's a path that goes back towards that house there. And you'll walk by that deck that has the awning over it. That'll be on your right. There's a path that goes just the left of that. And there's a sign that says practice discussion at the junction. And then as you get to the gate to the driveway of the treehouse, there's another sign that points you down the wooden walkway. And halfway down, there's a chair. So don't go past the chair, but maybe sit at the chair. And then when the person who's in front of you leaves, you can come up and up to the deck. And the way to leave is not the way you came. You come down the treehouse deck. There's a little, you know, six, seven steps or something. And then there's a little path that goes immediately off to the right and curves around into the wilds. And it comes out where the grove of redwood trees is right here. You might have seen that junction, there's a sign that says private on that little path. So hopefully that's clear so you don't cross each other on the wooden walkway as you, people coming and people going. And if you don't follow all that, just bumble your way around. It's completely fine. And there are 10 minutes. And so keep that in mind, that they're short. And the other is, so Inez has put up on the board a sign-up sheet for 3 meetings that she's available for this evening. So if you feel like you need more support that way, that she's available. And I hope you enjoy this day. And I hope that you enjoy it even more by giving more time for now. Maybe lots of time you can give over to now. Thank you.